I am grateful to God and also for IBF for having given this platform to share about ministry in Karnataka. Brother Jose, our beloved speaker all over, has put a good foundation information to you. And I am Prabhudas, serving the Lord in Karnataka. In the central part of Karnataka, we have a place called Bhadravati. And I am serving through Grace Brethren Assembly. Our assembly picture it is. We have 75 families. And our assembly now and then conducts several programs, youth meeting and ladies meeting, VBS, things like that. And we have a good bunch of youths in our assembly. Regularly we keep going for evangelism. And through evangelism, we could plant 4 assemblies in nearby places. One is Grace Brethren Assembly, Chalakere. They are in a rented place, worshipping, around 40 to 50 people gather. Second one is Basapura. They are also gathering in that small building, but it is due for demolition by the panchayat, saying that they have not taken permission and built on a gram panchayat land. There again 50 people gather. The third one is Vasodi. This is Akkipikki camp. Right side we can see Mr. Guru. These are the people who live in forest, nomadics. Recently we built an assembly hall there. Around 40 to 50 people gathered there. And this is the new assembly coming up in Honnali. They are gathering in their houses. This is the 4 assemblies we are helping, visiting and study, Bible studies, things like that. Again, coming back to Karnataka, as already Brother Josh said, we have only 1.8% population officially, and workers around 120 plus. When we compare to the neighboring states like Kerala, where we have 1,000 plus assemblies, Tamil Nadu, 1,500 plus assemblies, Andhra Pradesh, 2,000 plus assemblies. In Karnataka, we have only around 230 or plus assemblies. Out of those 230 plus assemblies, we have 80 assemblies in Bangalore alone. And remaining assemblies are distributed in few districts. But there are nearly 6 to 7 assemblies without 6 to 7 districts in Karnataka without assembly testimony. Harvest is plenty, but the workers are very few. And when we were praying, then we decided to have a missionary vision conference in 2013. So during this conference, many, many people came. Brother Josh Matthew and Brother Sam Bob, and other two brothers were the speakers in the missionary vision conference. At the end of the conference, 16 brothers committed for the full-time ministry. We were so happy that they have committed. The two Kannada-speaking people. But the problem was, they need to be taught the word of God, how to rightly divide and follow the assembly pattern. For that, we started Bible school. This is the Bible school is actually a 10-month duration. Every month, 5 days, they have to come to the center. There they will be given food, accommodation and study material. Every month, second Monday, 5 days they have to come. Like that, for 10 months we get nearly 350 hours of teaching. Within that 350 hours of teaching, we teach these subjects. Old Testament survey, New Testament survey, all the 10 doctrines of the Bible, evangelism and missions, life and ministry of Lord Jesus Christ and comparative religion and brethren distinctives and building on the firm foundation. So we teach them. The pattern is many people will come to learn the word of God, but they have to sit 8 hours a day. So by the end of the first, when we start the new batch, In the first session itself, we'll come to know who is really interested to learn the word of God and who is not. At least we get 30 people per batch. The first batch actually started for training the newly committed 16 young men after the Missionary Vision Conference, and few more joined from different assemblies. When the first batch was over, then they started coming more and more in number to learn the word of God, hence we continued. So like that, till today we have completed 10 batches. From 2013 to 2023, we have 10 batches completed, average 30 students in each batch. This is the classroom setting. And after completing the teaching program of 350 hours, then we give them diploma in theology certificate. This is also very helpful to them, because whenever there is a complaint against an evangelist, police will first ask, are you trained? And if they don't produce any certificate, they say, you speak unnecessary things without training and create all these problems. You know, it's a kind of a thing. And even for the marriage license also, they need a certificate. So that way, certificate also is very helpful besides teaching. And this is the graduation ceremony we had. Even during the COVID time also, we conducted the Bible classes. But all the three batches put together, we had one time graduation ceremony. This is the latest one. On 12th May 2023, we had 25 people trained in the Bible. They came as believers, elders and deacons. After coming here, four people committed for the full-time ministry. And this is a new assembly started through the Bible school students in coordination with assemblies in different places, 17 are there. And as Brother Jose already shared, in May 2022, Canada government promulgated anti-conversion law, which is very tough as it is told. Attempt to convert a Hindu attracts 5 years imprisonment and 25,000 fine. If a SC/ST person is converted or complained as in regard to conversion, 10 years imprisonment and 50,000 fine. And again, here, as already told by brother, the complainant, actually according to the law of legal jurisprudence, the complainant, the onus of proving the charges lays on the complainant. But here it is not so. The accuser has to prove that he has not done that complaint part of it. That I have not told him any gospel, I have not converted him, you know, these kind of things he has to prove in the court. And all the Christian groups in Karnataka, according to this law, are categorized authorized and unauthorized churches. Authorized churches or assemblies means registered with the government and gathering in their own places. Unauthorized means those who are gathering in rented places, houses, or in leased places, they are unauthorized. Even the deputy commissioner called the assembly or the pastors and evangelists, saying that if your congregation is not gathering in authorized places, we cannot give protection because we cannot place policemen in every gathering. So that is the problem we are passing through. And if anyone wanted to get baptized according to the law, first of all, he has to give an application to Tahsildar or deputy commissioner. We will appoint an inquiry committee to inquire into him as to why he is getting converted. And if the inquiry officer gets convinced that his conversion is genuine and acceptable, he gives permission. If he does not give permission, he is not supposed to take baptism. That is the kind of a clause in that law. So, but the problem is BJP government, from last 5 years it is there. Recently it promulgated. Full strength, it has not been implemented. If it is implemented in full strength, I tell you, it's worse than a communist country. It's going to be. But by God's grace, as brother told by recently, election took over, took place, and then the BJP government was thrown out. Congress came into power. Congress wanted to repeal this cow slaughter ban on cow slaughter and also anti-conversion bill. But at the same time, the Gurujis, Hindu Mata Gurujis, they are making a kind of a appeal to the Chief Minister, saying that if he withdraws this, then they are going to protest. I got some pictures on that. I couldn't put it here. So during last Easter, April month, that time BJP was in power. From last 5 years, evangelism was very difficult for us. Then last Easter, we made a commitment. In Bhadravati, there are 15,000 houses. For in each house, we wanted to place a gospel packet. And we said we wanted to tell the people of Bhadravati as to what Easter means. This is past our festival celebration. With that kind of a intention, we started. We raised the budget and made the packets of these three. One John's Gospel, another tract. And 4,000 houses were distributed. And the police arrested our youth people. And then we could not proceed further. Then ultimately we have to request MLA and he came and all that. They were released. Otherwise they were put in, they were taken in custody. So out of 15,000, 4,000 distributed, 11,000 are still there. We may have to make another attempt during December. So these are the challenges that we are facing in Karnataka. Pray for the assemblies, various ministries in Karnataka, anti-conversion bill, and also KBA graduates and the full-time workers. Many rural area, there are no churches. Buildings are not there. They should worship in their own building. It is more safer. And also starting of the 11th batch. In August, we are going to start 11th batch of KBI. This is the brief report about Karnataka. Thank you very much.